Anna May stopped washing the dishes to look out the window just above the sink. She could see her brother Rex, along with another man, pull up next to the barn. Rex hopped down and ran to the back of the wagon. "Ma!" Rex bellowed once more, climbing into the wagon bed. Anna May peered out from behind the checkered curtain once more. She could see her brother jump over the wagon bench and kneel next to whatever was inside the bed. The other man moved around to make way for Rex. The man looked familiar, but with his hat pulled down, Anna May couldn't see his face. Anna May dropped the cob back in the bucket and wiped her hand on the rough linen of her apron. There was still soap between her fingers as she headed toward the door.
"What's going on, Rex?"
she called, stepping off the porch. She wondered if a calf was hurt. The boys would bring any injured calves that needed to be nursed or bottle-fed to the barn, and Ma or Anna May would tend to them. She stepped off the porch. The dirt felt cool beneath her feet, her toes sinking in the mud. She rarely wore shoes. Even in winter, she would simply borrow a pair of her brother's boots if she needed to go outside. Anna May hated the feel of her feet encased in leather. As she walked across the barnyard, the man lifted his head. Everett. What in heaven's name would Everett Chapman be doing on the Hartman land?
"Help me out here, Hartman," Everett said. "Got a man injured."
Rex grunted toward Anna May as he lifted the unconscious man underneath the arms. Everett grabbed the man's legs.
"Fell off his horse and hit his head."
Anna May ran over to the wagon and peered over the edge, letting out a gasp as she recognized the man lying in the wagon bed. It was the same man who had haunted her dreams since she met him making apple butter at the Chapman's.